Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome and thank you for joining us. We have a very informative and important guest on today. Our guest for February 11th, 2009, our officer Jack McClam to cover the latest New World Order police state developments. Then we have Glenn Spencer of American Patrol with the fact that Mexico is literally collapsing into crime and murder. That, according to the United States State Department, we're going to cover that in a moment. Also, Sheriff Richard Mack will be joining us to talk about the Second Amendment and a lot more. He took the Second Amendment case to the Supreme Court and won on the Tenth Amendment. He'll be popping in. And then Representative Jim Guest of Missouri, they've introduced legislation in Missouri along with 10 other states to say no martial law, no FEMA camps. All this week and next week, we're going to have state reps on from now the 10 different states that are moving for sovereignty. And the Homeland Security Operation, the NORTHCOM system, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, and PDD 51 empowered system, claiming governors have no authority now, and that we're under War Powers Act and martial law, that is all designed and built around usurping the states. They know that our best chance of defeating them politically, nonviolently, is taking control of the states through the legislative process and saying no. We must do this. Washington is fully owned subsidiary of offshore banks carrying out criminal operations against the Republic. The military has been seized. Same thing with Hitler seizing the military, or Lenin seizing the military, or Mao seizing the military. It is the exact same thing. It has happened here. So all those that love their country and love the Republic and the Bill of Rights and Constitution, now is the time to get your head out of the sand and start taking action. So that is coming up today. Officer Jack McClam, Officer Sheriff Richard Mack, Representative Jim Guest, and Glenn Spencer as well today. And we'll even take some calls with each of those guests as well. Okay, headline up on PrisonPlanet.com, and of course we'll tie this into all the other reports. Internment camps readied for mass illegal alien influx. This, of course, is referring to an article this morning that is in the El Paso newspaper. And the El Paso newspaper is reporting this, so we'll be going over that coming up after this first break. I had the El Paso story here in my... here it is. Texas crafts plan for Mexico collapse. This is out of the El Paso Times. And Time Magazine has come out and called for a world government run by a new super world bank. I'm going to read the actual quote there. A month ago, Newsweek had basically an identical article. Newsweek this week, of course, says we're all socialists now. No, we're all slaves of the bankers now until we wake up and say it's illegitimate. And they're the very ones that ran this whole heist, this whole swindle job. And until we wake up and understand the government's not here to help us, it's here to rob us, it's only going to get worse. So we'll go over that. And I want to ask Rush Limbaugh. I want to ask the ADL. I want to ask the Congress. I want to ask the different federal agencies. You put out all these memos and training manuals saying we're schizophrenic terrorists, that we said that there was a world government being set up by offshore banks because all their own documents said it. And you are still teaching and still showing on TV shows like 24 and others, not just in your own training manuals, but in popular culture, that we're insane. Why? Because we read the newspaper now? You know, before we read the documents and leaked documents and things, and would read the transcripts of Davos and the Club of Rome and others, and you lied about it and said it didn't exist when it was in the early days and we had a better chance of stopping it. Now that it's here, they're announcing it. And this is such a key issue. So I rebuke all of you in the media and the government that have made fun of us. You're going to end up losing everything you've got, too. So it's time to pull out of the team you're on and join us. Period. Choose which side you're on. You know your heart tells you to join the Republic.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Release the Donna Show.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Welcome to America. It's time for change. The new president is talking about change. Are you talking about change? You know, changing your lifestyle to become more healthy? Well, here's how the staff at Life Change Tea feels. Make the change to be healthy before your body forces you to change. Organ failure, sickness, chemical poisoning, toxins, and much more. They'll force you to change for the worse. A willing change is much better than a change by force. Call Life Change Tea now. 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. You've heard it. Getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. Life Change Tea. Oh, and P.S. You'll lose some weight.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Let's get straight into the news. Top story from PrisonPlanet.com referencing the El Paso Times. Texas crafts plan for Mexico collapse. The PrisonPlanet.com article. How long have we been telling you that Mexico is on the edge of controlled collapse? The Security Prosperity Partnership said through crises, through terrorism, through economic collapse, they would bring in their North American Union. And now every major publication in the country is telling the public the solution to the imploding economy, which they engineered, is world government. Total tyranny. Healthcare rationing, gun confiscation, FEMA camps, it's all being announced. Internment camps readied for mass illegal alien influx. Texas officials say contingency plans are in place for collapse of Mexico. Policy only covers law enforcement needs, does not address humanitarian issues. The news that Texas officials are working on contingency plans with the federal government to deal with a sudden influx of illegal aliens flowing across the border following a collapse of the Mexican government has sparked fears that FEMA detention camps, an expansion of which is the subject of current legislation in Congress, are being readied to detain thousands of illegals as well as American citizens. Now, the National Security Council drew up the Rex 84 plan in 1984 to sell the public on building giant FEMA camps in the name of putting displaced aliens, illegal aliens, and citizens. And then it came out that it was really a martial law plan. This came out in mainstream news and in hearings in Congress to take over the civilian government, overthrow Congress through the executive. Now, that's already happened. That's happened. They have declared the power. They're moving forward incrementally with the steps, training the military and the police to accept it. And everything's being transferred to foreign banks. We are now in receivership through fraud to the New World Order. According to an El Paso Times report, Texas officials are working on a plan to respond to potential collapse of the Mexican government and the specter of thousands of fleeing north in fear for their lives, and recent reports indicate the country could be on the verge of chaos. And they had a staged election, and the guy really lost by millions of votes, but they had the military go out and machine gun crowds. They're having thousands of murders and deaths now every week. There are rocket attacks, newspapers being firebombed in the United States. Homes are being burned from Texas to Arizona to Southern California. La Reconquista stuff is spray-painted everywhere, the, quote, La Reconquering, the Reconquering. It's just a total free-for-all. The most dangerous place in the world is the border with Mexico, according to the State Department 4 years ago. Routinely, we've had the sheriffs on, Mexican troops come as far as 5 miles over the border at gunpoint. If the police arrest a load of cocaine or marijuana, they take it at gunpoint. Mexican army, few thousand National Guard troops put down there for show have been ordered not to have weapons and are told to run if fired on. They do turn tail and run continually. It only makes it in local papers. But don't worry, with the case of the Olympic swimmer and the marijuana, they've just arrested 8 people and are talking about indicting him. Don't worry. Don't worry, they're going to spend lots of manpower on the Olympic swimmers smoking marijuana, but rocket attacks, the truck bombs, it was a truck bomb in Dallas, but just made a tiny mention. See, real terrorism is ignored. This is all caused by the phony drug war. As the Pentagon-backed Mexican government battles with other cartels not under their control to have a monopoly over the drugs. That's all this is, a $400 million a year industry in North America. And they launder the money in the big banks. That's on record. And so, again, another little wonderful thing the drug war gives us. You hope for the best, but plan for the worst. Catherine Schlesinger, spokesman for Governor Rick Perry, said last week, at this point, we've got a contingency plan that's in development. Texas Homeland Security Director Steve McGraw stated that the preliminary plan was in place that dealt only with law enforcement concerns and did not address humanitarian needs. Now, in January of 2006, it came out that Halliburton subsidiary Kellogg Brown & Root had been given a huge contract to build 3 1-million-person camps. So for 3 million people, they have built those. They already built others under the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program. There's now 24 military bases with camps on them. Don't believe me, just Google Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program. You'll be on the Army's website. They kept it secret from it when they started it in 86 to 97, declassified in 97. It's in my book, Descent into Tyranny, and it's also in several of my films. People still don't believe it. So when you hear about this legislation of building giant new FEMA camps, having local police and local pastors involved, that's just now the publication of it. That's now introducing it, and that'll be the PR front. As, riots start and starving people go into them, you'll see country bands and rock bands playing on the stage for people, but they'll announce there's been some riots in the camps, and people are having to be taken to stockades, and well, you know, the camps are needed. The economic collapse came. They always know how to roll things out with the crises they create. And then, they're putting troops on the streets for the illegal aliens. Oh, they're putting troops on the streets. And just outside Austin in Taylor, they have a big FEMA camp. We've been out there and protested it. We have video of it in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And they grab the illegal aliens without due process, and they don't even deport them. And they grab the children, and it's full of children as well. But again, it's only a beta test. And then these people deserve due process as well. But they set the precedent on a group I think the public will go along with this on. So this ties into everything else that is currently happening. The rollout of the military takeover of the United States is ongoing. And with that, an increase of $5 billion in the current Black Ops budget, now publicly being admitted, of fake newscast, propaganda, paid-off reporters in the news. That's why you just hear endless worship of the military, endless worship of the troops. That's to sucker young people into thinking it's a good thing to join. And it's not our military. It's globalist. It is globalist. They are there to make sure the foreign banks are able to take over the United States. We're going to get into this with Glenn Spencer, Sheriff Richard Mack, and Officer Jack McClam coming up in the next few hours. Getting into the banking situation, on the face of it, George Bush was, and his administration was involved in the latter implementation of the banker takeover, but the Democrats were the biggest cheerleaders. More Republicans voted against it than Democrats did. I'm not being partisan. I'm stating facts here. For all the Democrats that I hear going, Barack Obama was against the banking takeover. He was against the banker bailout. No, he wasn't. He honchoed it, and I've got it on record with Rahm Emanuel, the chief of staff who was in Congress at the time, bragging he's the architect of it. Okay. Point is it's seamless transition. And if you look at who he's brought in, Timothy Geithner, Summers, and others as his advisors, they are the very group under Clinton in the 90s that got rid of the Glass-Steagall Act and other laws to allow the banks to leverage and run all these derivatives and run these scams and allow General Electric and everybody else to get into fractional reserve or fiat money creation. They just bought up the world with it. Now there's this big bubble they use to buy things up with. They hold the real assets and pass the end of the Ponzi scheme on to us. So all of that is going on, and do you hear about indictments of Timothy Geithner? Do you hear about indictments of Summers? Do you hear about indictments of Rubin? No, it's how they're geniuses and how they're wonderful and how they'll fix everything when they're the very ones that engineered all this by design and broke all these laws. They didn't just change the laws. And Obama had a Freudian slip 2 days ago and said, we've got to get this money flowing to the bankers, to the people. And then the last bailout, they won't say where the money went. Well, they can't because all these banks are running criminal Ponzi schemes. That's why there's no transparency. And they don't want the capital flowing. The money goes into the banks, and then the government borrows it right back from them in interest and then puts it into more government. And then we pay the taxes on it. Now, I'm making this Obama deception film right now, and my problem is there's too much proof. Literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of articles a week saying world government is the answer, world government, a huge, giant central bank. And here it is in Time magazine today. The headline, what's the name of the story? The New World Order. The New World Order by Justin Fox. And he goes through saying, oh, my gosh, the banks are in trouble. It's America's fault when America's actually been set up. The world demands change. And what does he say the answer is? Bretton Woods, too. In the view of many outside the U.S. and some within, the only way to limit such excesses is through a bigger, more powerful IMF that can act as a central bank of the world. That means setting the rules and knocking heads when needed. Oh, the very bankers that engineered it will now get even more power and they'll knock heads. Yeah, on your business, your company. I'm reading from Time magazine. While everybody agrees that this new IMF needs to be less dominated by the U.S., see our powers now being transferred, and Western Europe, things get controversial as soon as you go past voting rights. Should capital flows be restricted? Should there be limits on free trade, on trade deficits and surpluses? See, total control over our government. See, what third world countries get taken over by the IMF and World Bank and their whole governmental structure gets set and directed by them, and that's what the 2002 documents from the IMF and World Bank said. They were going to do this to Europe and the U.S. They set it up, they do it, then come in with conditions saying, we'll loan you your own money back if you let us control everything. Continuing, should the IMF be able to order around even the U.S.? That's a quote. If the answer to any of these questions is yes, global capital will have entered a new, dramatically less freewheeling era. People go, oh, free, we don't want freewheeling. That sounds good. The very group of international bankers that did all of this, that we've always told you, setting up think tanks, buying off state governments, getting everybody in debt, setting the system up to do it, they're now coming with all these new taxes to squeeze us to take our money, give it to themselves, and then they use it to put conditions on us and loan it back to us in interest. Now, if that isn't sick, I don't know what is. So it's all happening, ladies and gentlemen. I'll continue covering the economic news and a lot more when we get back. Then Officer Jack McClam in 10 minutes from now. Glenn Spencer, Sheriff Richard Mack, Representative Jim Guest. Stay with us.
When times get tough, we must all decide what's most important in life. At EnduringRose.com, we believe that lasting relationships are what make life most meaningful. Showing our loved ones that we care is what helps us find happiness in an uncertain world. Enduring Rose can help. We have taken real roses, the universal symbols of love, and coated them in eternal and precious 24-karat gold. These roses, forever preserved in either white or yellow gold, will never wither and never die. Unlike traditional roses, they will endure as a timeless symbol of your love. These roses, either singles or bouquets, are sensible and affordable Valentine's Day gifts that will impress and deeply touch that special someone in your life. Show her that your love will weather the storm by giving her a gold-dipped rose from Enduring Rose. We offer military discounts and free shipping on qualified orders. That's E-N-D-U-R-I-N-G, Rose, EnduringRose.com, or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Phase 1 of the insiders' plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
The mix up that we make will be
right. You've got all these well-meaning fools that think that Obama's really bringing them peace. We've seen all the rallies he had during the campaign on the 91, and then incredible stuff the last few days where they said, oh my gosh, Obama's going to fix everything. I'll never have bills anymore. I'll never have problems anymore. My whole life is solved. Everything's okay. And Newsweek tells you, that's right, we're all socialists now. The government can fix it when they engineered it all by design. Notice how he came into office right as the crisis deepens. The government that had been telling you everything was fine with the economy says, yes, we're going into a depression. everybody gets completely scared, and like Kim Jong-il in North Korea, they say, our dear leader will save us. We've got videos we're going to play later of people collapsing and crying and begging him at town hall saying, please, I've lost everything. I'm losing my job. And he says, I will save you, and hugs them, and they start crying, and he hugs the woman, and the husband's going, thank you. Oh, you've saved me. Ah! And they have no idea that he's run by the banks and engineered it all. That's why he says, well, I'm going to save you, but it's going to be austere. It's going to get rough. They go, good, good, oh, thank you. They taught everybody to hate George Bush, who was just their puppet. They put all the hatred of Bush, they transmuted that into love for Barack Obama. And now the very banks that engineered the entire crisis by design are fully bankrupting and sucking the country dry. Hundreds and hundreds of new taxes are being erected. Total control. FEMA camps are being built. And Obama can tell his people, oh, you're hungry, go to these facilities. And they'll show them going to the facilities, and they'll show them happy playing volleyball at the facilities, and then the precedent's set. See, you always said the Army was going to take over, Alex, and they did. But they helped us. And then the terrorist will strike. Oh, and they've got to arrest thousands and tens of thousands of people that were aiding the terrorists, and then they've got to arrest people that weren't going along with the government, people that didn't let their farm or ranch be nationalized. And, you know, this is socialism. You've got to share to help the people. This is what's got to happen. And the cops will be like, things are tough now. I never thought America would get like this, but just like we had to get rid of the Bill of Rights after 9/11, well, now we got to start arresting everybody because, you know, I need my job. I got a family, too. I know they took most of my pension fund, but everybody's having to sacrifice. And they're telling the people in California they're not going to get their retirements through government now. And they've got to take pay cuts. But don't worry, the taxes actually go up because once you go into this phase, most of the money goes to interest of the foreign banks that had the government create the money and give it to them and then back to us at interest. And it's all fiat. We've still got the industry, the factories, the roads, the systems globally. It's all. The entire economy is perception. The entire economy is faith, and they have destroyed that faith by design. They had Bush with the torture and the secret arrest and the lying about WMDs all scripted. They were more than happy for the truth about 9/11 being an inside job to come out, as long as no prosecutions happened. That was then blamed on the U.S., not the full global system. This is masterful psychological warfare, and that's why the elites are in control. And I'm here to tell you, they are trying to set up a Stalinistic/Nazi system. And they think because of political correctness and the liberal brainwashing that the public will buy it because it's impossible for tyranny to come from a black man. It can only come from a white man when right in front of him he's lied about everything. First he said that 6 months after he got in that all the troops would be home. Then it was 16 months. Then it was 18 months. Now they've said 24 months and then they'll look at it. Bush used to say in a year and then we'll look at it. Now it's 2 years and we'll look at it. I mean, every week it goes up by 4 or 5 months. What will it be, 20 years in a few years? Oh, we'll look at leaving in 20 years. Of course, you don't have to listen to the rhetoric of the front man Obama. You can actually read what the Pentagon says in their own documents, and they say they're going to be a 100-year war, setting up military bases, training the Iraqis, cross-border insurgency, stage terror in Iran, bringing Iran down, attacking Syria, bringing them down, putting troops in Pakistan, keeping them in Afghanistan, linking up to the Chinese border, taking over Georgia, other sectors, and having the NATO force all the way coming down from Poland. And, of course, north of that, northern European countries that are already NATO, straight through from the North Sea on the Atlantic Ocean all the way over to China, onto China's doorstep, a crescent, a ring of military forces. But we have to first be bankrupt, put into a Brave New World 1984 system for the war with East Asia. For the war with Eurasia. I mean, this is the Anglo-American attack profile. You know, George Orwell worked in the secret police, and he was a propagandist at BBC. And before he died, a year after publishing the book, he said, no, this is what they're planning to do. Cameras in the toilets. Cameras in the bathrooms. We now have that in the U.S. for the schools. The rest stops. See, that's what they want, a boot stomping on the human face forever. and they mean to do it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Your engine is the heart of your vehicle. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to determine whether it's going to go the long run? Or should you dump your vehicle before you experience a major expense? The military has developed such a technology, and it's called oil analysis. By taking a mere 4-ounce sample during an oil change, you can get an easy-to-read, complete report by an independent laboratory covering engine wear, oil condition, and contamination. You could expect to pay hundreds of dollars or more for someone to look inside your engine. But now, for only $14.95, we will send you a test kit with easy-to-follow directions. Yes, just $14.95. Then you can speak directly with one of our experts on your engine's condition and how to make it last longer. Act now and we'll pay the shipping to you. Visit oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371. 888-873-7371.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes. You that build all the bombs. You that hide behind walls. You that hide behind disks. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never have done nothing.
Hey, I've got a surprise for everybody. Officer Jack McClam's joining us in about 25 minutes. So get him on at the next break, John. Then we've got Glenn Spencer, Sheriff Richard Mack, and Representative Jim.
You put a gun in
guest
my hand.
From Missouri. But George Humphrey is a former city council member, a degreed economist, a very successful businessman of all sorts of ventures, national clothing lines, you name it, author, filmmaker. He was over here dropping off some of his films and books that we sell at InfoWars.com on the secure online video bookstore shopping cart. And he's always traveling to India and Europe and California and everywhere else. And I've been trying to get a hold of him for 2 weeks. I mean, do you have a cell phone?
I do, but I hardly carry it.
No. I mean, either. But all I have is your home number, so I've got to get it because I wanted to put you in the Obama deception film right. Because you're an economist. And then thank God you just show up at the office now because I've been calling you for 2 weeks, 3 weeks. We're going to get you in here to tape this week, but it's great to have you here. And so I just thought we'd have you in here for one segment while you're popping in. Before the last break, I was getting into the fact that we knew that the private central banks were setting up world government, which is simple. It's a corporate takeover of nation states. I think the quote put out by the presidential candidate who ran against LBJ, Barry Goldwater, is the best, where he just describes it's foreign banks come in and buy off your government and set up their own structure and remove checks and balances. But now they're in hundreds of publications, George, as you know, every day, including Time Magazine this week, saying we need a world government bank, a super IMF world bank that controls our currency, that sets the rules and, quote, knocks heads worldwide. Now, we know from their own documents, this has always been the plan. Now that they're announcing it, for me, means they're making their move right now. We're finally, and the FEMA camps, the taxes, the carbon taxes, people treating Obama like he's a messianic savior, like Kim Jong-il, just falling down and begging. It went from hope and change to do what I say or the crisis will be a catastrophe. So can you speak to what it's like for 16, 17 years you've been fighting and to now be proven totally right and it's all happening?
Well, that's kind of funny that you're bringing this right up, because this morning a really dear friend of mine who owns a large manufacturing business up in Michigan, who for 18 years has been fighting me. He's a staunch Republican, and he's been just saying, George, you are absolutely crazy about this New World Order stuff. And we're dear friends, and he's a good man, and he just has a different point of view. And just this morning, he calls up and he says, you know, George, you're right. For the last 18 years, what you've been telling me about the New World Order and about the banks and about the takeover and about the deception of the Republicans and the Democrats and the false flags, he says, you're right. And I said, you know, I love you, Bob. You're a great guy. And it's not about me being right. It's about us protecting our country, about us protecting our environment, about us protecting our families, about us protecting ourselves. And right now is the time that all of us have to get up and wake up and take the steps, because this is no dress rehearsal. Obama is the biggest, he's the biggest Trojan horse there ever has been. Their putting Obama in has been so unbelievably, incredibly well thought out. You know, this whole thing about Obama being an African American. I mean, it's silly, but it is a stroke of genius on their parts, because he has just cemented in the hardcore left wing of the Democratic Party and a high percentage of the blacks in this country. And even though it's just so obvious, and you did such a great job 15 minutes ago about talking about Obama and all of his appointments, and as I've told everybody, the fruit is the mark of the tree, not the flower. Now, clearly Obama is intelligent.
He's a
charismatic
flower.
He's a flower. He's a beautiful flower. But his fruit is rotten.
It's poison.
It's poison. And all you have to do is take a look at the people he's put around him. The guy who's at his right hand 24/7, Rahm Emanuel, is one of the most vicious people in this whole nation. And he wants to go and nuke Iran right now. Not just the military bases, but he wants to nuke Tehran. His father was an assassin. Rahm Emanuel's father used to assassinate British envoys. I mean,
he was a leader in the Israeli terror organization that blew up hotels and false flags.
Absolutely,
now, that's on record.
Yeah, and his whole family has Israeli passports, and it's nothing against Israel or, you know, because I don't have a dog in the race between the Palestinians and the Israelis.
But it's clear that Israel is heavily involved in the overthrow of the U.S.
There's no question. It's not all Israelis. Most Israelis, like most Americans,
but I mean,
don't
they brag
know
in the Israeli papers now that, I mean, whether it's true or not, they're saying they run this country.
There's no question about that.
And so, as patriots, we have to go ahead and step into the fray. Let me just read a quote here from Barry Goldwater. The Trilateral Commission is intended. Now, listen carefully, folks. This is what's happening now, and this is the most Trilateral Commission administration we've ever seen. The Trilateral Commission is intended to be the vehicle for multinational consolidation of the commercial and banking interests by seizing control of the political government of the United States. The Trilateral Commission represents a skillful coordinated effort to seize control and consolidate the four centers of political power, monetary, intellectual, and ecclesiastical and political. And it goes on to say, what the Trilateral Commission intends is to create a worldwide economic power, superior to the political governments of the nation states involved. As managers and creators of a system, they will rule the future. In his book, published in the 70s, with no apologies, Barry Goldwater. Now, when you read the Financial Times of London and Time Magazine and Wall Street Journal, they're saying, we just got an idea, a world government run by a new super bank that'll set the currencies that you'll pay taxes to and carbon taxes to. It's the only thing that'll save us. If you don't do it, the economy's destroyed. When it's the very central banks, we had this from Bilderberg 3 years ago, that we're going to pop the subprime mortgage. A year and a half before that began, we have Daniel Estulin with sources in Bilderberg, in Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, on record saying that. So, and then here it is in Time Magazine today. It says that what they need is a more powerful IMF that can act as a central bank of the world and knock heads when needed. And it says even over the United States. George?
You know, it's almost laughable because you and I have been talking about this very thing day in, day out, week in, and week out for the last 15 years. I remember when we used to go down to the television station and, you know, every single week we would read those quotes. We'd talk
people
about
that
these
worked
things.
There would laugh at us.
They would just
they'd be rude to us at the counter.
There were some good people.
No, but
down
now
there.
It's like a red carpet and they're just like, oh, you're right. Oh, what do I
yeah.
do?
And everywhere I go, people are coming up and saying, you're right. And then most importantly, they're saying, what can we do? What do we do? And because clearly the information that you and I and many other wonderful patriots have been putting out, everybody knows that the pirates have taken control of the ship. We have mafia running this country. Anybody who looks at Joe Biden and can't tell that he is a mafia don, it's just so apparent. This quote, bailout stimulus package, is the greatest theft and transfer of wealth in the history of Occidental history. It is just unbelievable. And it's going on right before our eyes. And the people of this nation are in a comatose state and their eyes wide shut. But more, the good news is that more and more and more people every day are waking up to this reality.
And that's why they're accelerating their program.
Yes, absolutely. And the good thing is that people are saying, what can we do? And there's two things that we have to be aware of. We have to be aware of the first awakening, which is the political economic manipulation of the forces of separation of fear on the people of this nation. There is no question, none question whatsoever, that the people who control our country are into enslaving the people of this world. And then this the second awakening, because clearly we can't beat them with guns or money. Right now, we can't beat them. They've got too many guns. Now, that's not to say that we shouldn't have guns and that we shouldn't stand up and we shouldn't fight, but we've got to fight in a smart way. And the second awakening is realizing that we have to beat them with a change in paradigm. We have to become self-sufficient. We have to get out of victim consciousness. We have to realize that each and every one of us
humans are
is
incredible.
Powerful.
We have incredible power, and it's your destiny. You're not fulfilled because you're not fighting evil. You're not fulfilled because you don't respect yourself. That's why so many people now would deny what we were saying. Now they admit it, but they say there's nothing we can do. The power of the human spirit, the dynamic human spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a test. We are put here. This is all playing out as a test.
Absolutely. And clearly, it all depends upon one's philosophy about metaphysics. I believe that there is a creative energy of this universe that is good and loving. And I know that the people of this planet, whether they be black, Asian, white, Hispanic, that we're all endowed with the energy of the creative force and that we are good and conscious beings. But it's up to us, because we're in a free will society. I mean, this is a free will will world. We have
to. Well, I mean, look at how the enemy tries to sell death and destruction and evil as if it's fun. They know that we're weakened once we enter into that greedy system.
Absolutely. And the materialism of what Christians call mammon is so very real. And this is not a test. And you can, as you know, I go to India every year. I study the ancient Vedas. I study the scripts of Buddha. I've studied the Quran. I've studied ancient, you know, all the ancient teachings. And every single teaching has pointed to this period of time, whether it's Nostradamus or Casey
or the Mayans
or whatever. But it doesn't take prophecy to figure out that these next 5 years,
humanity is at a crossroads.
We're at a crossroads. These next 5 years is, and there's no knight in silver armor that's going to come up and save us. It's up to you and me.
Look in the mirror. Listening. You want to see the solution? It's in the mirror.
Absolutely. And the first thing is to realize you are not a victim. You are endowed with all of the energy and the will and the power of the creative force, God. And that, and this is what Gandhi had to get through to the people of India. When he came back to India in the late teens.
From South Africa.
Yeah, from South Africa. He realized that the mentality of the Indian people.
They were mentally beaten.
Absolutely. There were only 300,000 British there, and there are 300 million Indians there. By numbers, the Indians could have stamped them out in a matter of moments, but they were enslaved.
They also
mentality.
Used Indian front people, like Obama.
Absolutely,
just like they used Indian chiefs here. They used front people,
and the we have to give accolades to the Illuminati. I mean, the picking of Obama was absolutely a work of genius. I mean, this guy is unbelievable.
Listen, I'm watching. See, first he says, I'm going to fix all your problems. And the women and men are saying, oh, I don't have any more bills. Everything's fine. Then he comes in, as they tell you, everything's darkening. He says, I'll fix it. Do whatever I say. And these people, they are worshiping like he's Elvis or the Beatles. Or Hitler.
It's
and
unbelievable.
And they're crying, going,
you know.
And they have no idea this guy is sitting directly by the beast.
Yesterday I was having lunch with a very, very dear friend of mine, and a good person. And I was asking him about Obama. He was telling me all about all the good things. And this guy's very involved.
Restaurants are now putting his picture up like we're in Nazi Germany. Oh. His picture's everywhere. They're like little shrines.
In East Austin, there is an Obama retail store right now. It's amazing to me.
Again, anytime that happens in history, that's deadly dangerous.
And quite clearly, look at the people he surrounded himself. What's the guy he's put in the Secretary of Agriculture? He's the Monsanto guy.
Yeah, they're all bad.
And he put in the biggest hardcore agribusiness frankenfood person there is. And clearly, agriculture is the key for freedom.
And that's why they have the animal ID, the premises ID.
Yeah, and so he kept Gates as Secretary of Defense. He's broken his promise about getting troops out.
Now they're saying 24 months in Iraq.
Yeah, and they're increasing, they're surging in Afghanistan. Guys, the reason he got his initial group of support was because he voted against this insanity in the Middle East, and all these people thought he was the peace candidate.
And that was just positioning.
It was positioning. It had nothing to do with idealism. And the fact that they have, you know, after he was elected, I heard the day of his inauguration, I heard on the television at least 75 times, this is the first African-American ever elected to the United States. Well, his mother is Caucasian. His father was 80% Arab and 20% African. And I don't care whether he's black, blue, brown, or orange. But he's 10% African. Does that make him an African American? And it is absolutely the.
I mean, I'm like 6 or 8%. I forget Native American. Does that make me Native American?
It's just amazing. And it is just such a sales pitch. And we don't need sales pitches right now. What we need is honesty and hard work and self sufficiency. And we need to include the people of this country in the healing of this country. We don't need all of this BS, all of these lies, all of these promotions.
Well, listen, George, we're out of time. I got Jack McClam coming up right now. Hey, will you guys call Joey V in here, please? Because, I mean, I've got to run. You've got to run. I want to get you in for an hour this week.
Beautiful.
And then after that, we'll do the interview for the Obama deception.
Okay, great.
Because this is perfect that you showed up now, because I've got about 60% of the film done. I've never made a film in like 2-3 months, but it's turning out so good. Of course, I did about 6 months of research before
that. As I heard you say, you've got more material than you know what to do with.
Exactly, but I want you as an economist. Hey, Joey V, come on in here. Do you have the schedule? I just want to right now get him set up for this week. Do we have an opening in the last hour that way I can do interviews with him after? Fantastic. We'll just awesome. Just get with him as soon as this break comes up, and let's get you in here and run through all these great points you've made.
Yeah.
Because I want to include you in the Obama deception.
And Alex, I just have to tell your viewers, your news, what you are doing right now is so positive. You are getting out the message. You're growing in your courage in what you're doing. I just love you. I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Well, I appreciate it. Well, I mean, we don't have a lot of time. So I mean, I know the enemy's up in their game. We're up in our game.
You betcha. Talk to you later.
All right, bro. There goes George Humphrey. All right, he's going to be in studio with us later this week, and he's going to be in the Obama deception. So we're going to set this up right now. We're going to come back with Officer Jack McClam. And get into the whole... I forgot to get into FEMA camps with George, but we'll do that when he's back in later this week. Infowars.com is the website.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Stop wasting your time with everything you are trying to learn. Learning should be a pleasure, not torture. The School of Phenomenal Memory gives you the training and tools you need to memorize any type of information quickly and efficiently. Just as you need to exercise to get your body into shape, you need to exercise mentally to improve your memory. The School of Phenomenal Memory will act as your personal trainer, guiding you through a series of 60 lessons. Once completed, you'll be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books guaranteed. Our course is not based on classic mnemonic techniques or other tricks that you simply can't apply in real life. Instead, the School of Phenomenal Memory uses the latest breakthrough in scientific understanding of how memory works, applying techniques based on natural mechanisms of your brain and memory. Start exercising your brain today at pmemory.net and receive Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory, the amazing ebook, absolutely free. Visit pmemory.net. The time is now. Learn how to memorize entire books today.
We're sending out an SOS to the entire world. We are warning the public about what's happening. We're on record. We're the folks that were right. We were on target. And the enemy is moving. This is it. It is now happening. All the preparations of decades to set up world government a tyrannical system to track and trace everything you do. It's now here. And the people are listening more than ever now. They're finally really paying attention. So all of you that have tirelessly warned people, it's now paying off because they remember what you said. But others don't know what's going on, but they're open information. So please go to InfoWars.com. Not just great films, the way people love, but also financially support this operation that's expanding in the midst of the crises. We're not turning tail and run. We are intensifying our operations. Eye of the Phoenix, Secrets of the Dollar Bill, Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, Volume 3 just came out. We have it discounted out of the gates. Cheapest place you're going to find it, Eye of the Phoenix, Secrets of the Dollar Bill, available right now at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. We have the Money Masters, 3.5-hour film, The History of the Banking Elite. I see in the near future a crisis approaching that unnerves me and causes me to tremble for the safety of my country. Corporations have been enthroned, and an era of corruption will follow, and the money power of the country will endeavor to prolong its reign by working upon the prejudices of the people until the wealth is aggregated in a few hands and the republic destroyed. Abraham Lincoln. That is the Money Masters, 1995. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Barry Cooper's Volume 1 and 2, Never Get Busted. The 9/11 Chronicles, Fabled Enemies, all these books and videos available at InfoWars.com. Get them, make copies, get them out to folks. Officer Jack McClam is a Vietnam veteran. He also, at the same time, was the most highly decorated police officer in Phoenix, Arizona history, Cop of the Year twice, until he started refusing to go along with corruption. Then he became the most fired in Phoenix, Arizona history. And he has a weeknight show right here on the GCN radio network for an hour each evening. And I wanted to get him on for the next 30 minutes into the next hour because it's all happening. FEMA camps, what they're telling us, it's for your own good. It's for the illegal aliens. It's for emergencies. Yes, there'll be clergy response teams. Yes, we're teaching you to turn your guns in. Yes, we're introducing bills to ban guns and register what's left. Yes, we're going to have a world central bank that controls the United States. That's in Time magazine today. In an article titled The New World Order, they are clearly making their move. They have uncloaked themselves because they're going for broke, and they're selling it as the solution. Jack, they're very arrogant all these decades, having FBI training manuals saying it didn't exist and that we were dangerous schizophrenics and saying none of this was happening and there was no such thing as international banks, and Limbaugh saying the CFR didn't exist while he's published under one of their imprints. Now they're uncloaking. What does this mean, Jack McClam?
Well, they think that they're going to cut us off at the pass, brother. They're running for the goal line and hope to cut us off at the pass before we awaken millions and millions of more Americans and overthrow them. So they're on a full-out run, an abomination. Our phony president, by the way, this is a time that we don't have a president of the United States, first time in our history. And because he's a phony president, we have all the evidence to prove that he's not our president because of Article 2, Section 5 in the Constitution says he's not, because he's an illegal alien out of Kenya. And anyway, they think they have got it made. You know, they think they've got it made. They've got us, and they don't realize that God is still in control as we do. But they think they got it made. They're really pleased to have the communist abomination in there now to do his he's a total puppet of the communist Zionist CFR Council.
Did you see the cover of Time magazine of Newsweek saying we're all socialists now?
No, I didn't. No, I don't look at those magazines. I read about 7 foreign press a day.
Stay there. Well, we track what the enemy's up to. Stay with us. Jack McClam, straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.